Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Theobald. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave May. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Voss. Batting fifth. The left fielder, John Briggs. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mike Hegan. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ellie Rodriguez. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rick Auerbach. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Marty Patton. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Marty Patton. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddy Patek. Batting second. The right fielder, Joe Keough. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry May. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Wright. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Ken Wright. And now, play ball. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rojas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald takes first base on ball four. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. Two outs. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek strikes out. One out. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis strikes out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs takes first base on ball four. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan takes first base on ball four. Briggs moves to second. Ellie Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Briggs scores. Hegan moves to second. It's 1-0, Brewers. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach takes first base on ball four. Hegan moves to third. Rodriguez moves to second. Marty Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton strikes out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. Harper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hegan scores. Rodriguez scores. Auerbach moves to third. Harper moves to second. It's 3-0, Brewers. Alfitz Morris now pitching. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from May to Shaw. The throw back to home, and Auerbach is out at the plate. two outs. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Theobald hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first, with Patton covering, for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Theobald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Otis. May reaches second base with a double. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0-for-1 in the game. Voss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. May moves to third. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Briggs takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. May scores. Briggs moves to second. It's 4-0, Brewers. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fitzmaurice fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball 4. Al Fitzmaurice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzmaurice is called out on strikes. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-1 in the game. Patek hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Keough hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Keough for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Auerbach takes first base on ball 4. Marty Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton is 0-for-1 in the game. Patton bunts towards the mound. Fitzmaurice fields it and throws to first for the out. Auerbach moves to second. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Harper hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kirkpatrick. Harper reaches second base with a double. Auerbach scores. It's 5-0, Brewers. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Theobald hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harper scores. It's 6 to nothing, Brewers. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Theobald moves to second. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. Theobald moves to third. Two outs. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0 for 2 in the game. Voss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Theobald scores. It's 7 to nothing, Brewers. Mike McCormick now pitching. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Briggs takes first base on ball 4. Voss moves to second. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCormick fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Hopkins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Voss. Hopkins reaches second base with a double. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkpatrick is called out on strikes. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 1 in the game. Rojas takes first base on ball 4. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0 for 1 in the game. Schall hits a fly ball into right field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rich Severson now playing shortstop. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Auerbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Severson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton is 0 for 1 in the game. Patton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Severson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. May strikes out. One out. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Severson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Harper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Theobald moves to third. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Voss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Theobald scores. May moves to third. It's 8-0, Brewers. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-0 in the game. With 3 walks. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas fields it and throws to second for the out. May scores. 2 outs. It's 9-0, Brewers. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Briggs moves to second. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rodriguez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Briggs scores. Hegan goes all the way around to score. It's 11-0, Brewers. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Auerbach hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rojas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 11, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keough hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. Otis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Theobald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hopkins hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-2 in the game. Kirkpatrick takes first base on ball 4. Keough moves to second. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rojas hits a fly ball into right field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 11, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim York now pitching. Bobby Knoop now playing second base. Marty Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton is 0-for-2 in the game. Patton strikes out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Harper hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Keough. Harper reaches second base with a double. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. York fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. May hits a fly ball into left field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 11, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0-for-2 in the game. Schall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper juggles the ball. That's an error on Harper. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop hits a line drive into center field. May picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on May. May moves to third. Rich Severson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severson is 0-for-1 in the game. Severson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 11, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Voss hits a fly ball into right field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-1 in the game. With three walks. He's got one RBI. Briggs is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 11, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Keough hits a line drive into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-3 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hopkins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kirkpatrick hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 11, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Bob Oliver now playing first base. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Rodriguez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Keough. Rodriguez reaches second base with a double. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Auerbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Severson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton is 0-for-3 in the game. Patton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 4-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Theobald hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rodriguez scores. Harper moves to second. It's 12-0, Brewers. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 12, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver strikes out. One out. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0-for-3 in the game. Schall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 12, and Kansas City Royals, 0. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.